This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Now, Coach, overall thoughts on the game that just was?
Well, we did some good things. We just didn't sustain, when we made a run. And we fought. We gave ourselves a chance. But that's a that's a very good basketball team, especially when they have shooters around a 7'6 Taco. And he's a special player. And they just did a very good job executing their offense. And they're just long and athletic, along with being tall. So that's a great recipe for his team to be successful. And we did some good things. I'm proud of our guys. We gave ourselves a chance, and it's just tough on the road to sustain a run, and you got to be a special team to do that, and we're getting there.
Yeah, and it seemed like early in the second half, just like in the Virginia Tech game, you guys came out firing, scoring 11 points in the first 3 minutes of the half before gas just ran out, essentially. But it seems like if the Hawks play that way over an entire half and over an entire game, that's the key to winning ball games.
Yeah, we just got to play consistent. Like I said, we do some good things, and, we got to do a better job of communicating on the defensive end. And, the defense was down on the other end, and they made some runs, and we lost our man for a short period of time, and they made us pay every time we lost our man.
Tyler Jones coming off the bench and having his best game since the UMBC outburst. What was working so well for him in this one?
Well, it worked best for him because Taco wasn't coming out of the lane, and we were able to get him some open looks. And second half, he started rushing and didn't get the looks that he had first half. But we look forward to him having a good year. And, he's a special kid that can knock down some shots for us, and he's got to be able to do that.
We've got a week off now, longest break of the season thus far before we go up to Michigan next Saturday. How do you stay focused over what's now the longest break of the season so far?
Right, Michigan. Well, we need this rest. We had a long road, and playing these 10 games, has been tiresome for our bodies. And I know I'm tired, and I didn't play 1 minute. But guys going to get some rest. We're going to go back and look at some film coaches. We're going to make some adjustments, and we're going to get better, and we're going to do something special this year. I'm encouraged with this team. I challenge them every year in every possession. And so we're just looking forward to doing something special. And, again, I talked to the guys about – it's really about those 3 games in March, and that's how I keep them up. I know this is tough. I know it's hard coming on the road and taking these beatings, but it's going to pay off. You just got to believe it.
If we're going from Florida to Michigan, you have any room in your check bag for some of this weather? Maybe we can pack away as much as possible.
Wow. We're going to get back to the drawing boards. We're going to get some rest. And we're going to accept whatever happens when we go to Michigan. And we're just going to go there, and we're going to be prepared. We're going to give ourselves every chance, and hopefully we can sustain and play like we're capable.
And bring the heavy coats, too. Thank you, Coach.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bobby Collins, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore, after the Hawks fall Saturday night in Central Florida, 76-58.